Put your citizens at the center of government services with Genesys, the global provider of modern customer and employee experience solutions. With Genesys technology, government agencies at all levels deliver citizen-centric support that ensures constituents are remembered, heard, and understood every time they connect with you. Deliver on the promise of a digital government with Genesys. To learn more, including FedRAMP solutions, visit genesys.com/government. That's genesys.com/government.
Welcome to Federal Insights, sponsored by Genesys.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Federal Insights. I'm Eric White. Customer experience has become a government-wide imperative following the Biden administration's executive order on improving it. Many would argue that at no other agency should it be a bigger priority than the Department of Veterans Affairs, which has been concentrating on improving service to its veteran constituents. It's had some success. To learn more about it, Federal News Network's Jory Heckman spoke with Barbara Morton, VA's Deputy Chief Veterans Experience Officer.
I can tell you that over the last number of years, we've had tremendous growth and tremendous interest in continuing to build this capability across the department. I think having a transition in administration, we certainly had great support under the last administration. And over the last year, we wanted to make sure that we could highlight how important CX is to VA and to veterans and their families, caregivers, and survivors. And this administration, our current secretary, has shown incredible support as well. So I would say that the interest in customer experience to help inform leadership decision-making continues to grow by leaps and bounds, and that certainly has been reinforced by the president, the White House, with the recent signing of the CX executive order and the president's management agenda, which VA is sort of co-chairing as a priority area lead along with GSA and USDA in terms of the customer experience portfolio. So we continue to grow by leaps and bounds, and we hope that veterans and their families are feeling the impact as well.
And in terms of, you know, progress made in recent years, where have you seen the needle move the most in your perspective?
Sure. Yeah. So from a veteran perspective, we have this macro measure of trust, which is really our North Star. And that has been our North Star since 2015, since this office was established. And so back in 2016, when we baselined our measurement of trust for veterans by asking a very simple question, do you trust VA to fulfill this country's commitment to veterans? The agreement or strong agreement on our survey with that question back in 2016 was at about 55%, which meant we had a far way to go, a long way to go. And today, our trust measures have increased by over 20%. So we're in 78, I believe, is the most recent percentage, which is really proof positive that when you invest in and direct resources to and have leadership support and sort of priority in this area, you actually can institute programs, you know, on the ground level to improve that sense of trust and experience with veterans over time. It certainly is not something that happens overnight. I would say that it's a journey, it's a build, and we're always aiming high. We want to reach at least a 90% trust agreement, and we're hoping that with the efforts underway in the next number of years, we'll be able to reach that goal at some point.
Yeah, of course, trust is foundational to this line of work. And of course, one flavor of the CX we've been seeing here is digital experience. A lot of focus in the executive order on the websites, va.gov, just one of many .gov websites out there. And so in terms of managing that digital experience, what steps is VA taking to make it easier for veterans to navigate and access information online?
Yeah, so I think there are a couple of kind of lines of effort. And one line of effort is more of like sort of how you hardwire this vision of a joint website, an integrated website in the guts of decision making in the department. So governance, I think, is a really important part of that. We have a number of new governance structures under Secretary McDonough that have really helped us come together as an organization to make sure that we're kind of making informed decisions and incorporating the voice of the veteran in these kind of, you know, large meaty issues and discussions, including the digital strategy. From a tactical perspective, we VEO partner very closely with our chief technology officer and his team, and we're very like-minded siblings in the sense of we apply human-centered design in terms of any sort of deployment of any type of tool, and for them, they're the ones that are kind of creating the digital tools on va.gov and the VA mobile app. So they're applying human-centered design and sort of iterating rapidly and developing these capabilities on the website and also on the mobile app to respond to what veterans are wanting and needing most. And I'll highlight the mobile app. So I'm not sure if a lot of folks are aware of it. We've sort of done a soft launch of that over the last number of months, but it's continually being built. And if you look at the App Store rating, it's like, I don't know, 4.8 stars out of 5 or some great number, which again just reflects that the co-design process and making sure that you're applying human-centered design, putting the human, the user in the center of how we roll out future capabilities is so key to having it be easy to use and intuitive. And I think that will kind of beget more demand for that type of capability as we roll forward.
You know, looking at the customer experience executive order, there's a lot of language around making USA.gov a digital front door for all of federal services online and a no wrong door approach that, you know, if you find yourself on one website, navigate your way to the service you're looking for, even if it doesn't live on that specific website. And that seems to be an idea that was popularized by VA before we saw this executive order. Just tell me how VA has taken those concepts and made them
Sure.
work.
Yeah, so this is interesting. We'll go back in time a little bit. Back in 2018 or thereabouts, we kind of had heard a lot of feedback signals from veterans, kind of what you were mentioning, which is, gosh, where's the front door to VA, right? We had vets.gov, va.gov, we had e-benefits, we had My Healthy Vet. I mean, tons of web properties, and veterans were signaling to us, we just don't know which is the front door. And so at that time, we thought to ourselves, well, why don't we do some human-centered design research, and instead of sort of picking a brand or picking a website on our own, asking veterans, hey, if you were thinking about transacting with the department, which web property would you naturally gravitate towards? So we did that human-centered design research, and veterans came back and they told us, you know what, if I don't know where to go, if I want to transact with the department, va.gov is really kind of that front door for me. And so that was really the first time in my recollection, I've been at VA for about 16 years, that a super impactful strategic decision at the secretary level was made that va.gov would be designated as VA's digital front door for veterans, right? So all these other web properties have been over time, over many years, it's a multi-year journey, rolled up under and incorporated under va.gov. The other thing that I think is also fascinating too is that we didn't stop with sort of the migration of these websites under the banner of that front door of va.gov. We also wanted to sort of refresh the website so it didn't look and feel designed from the inside, right? So prior to 2018, va.gov looked incredibly bureaucratic, and I say that with love in my heart because I love the bureaucracy, but it was not functioning for veterans. It was really more about VA kind of showcasing certain things that it was important to the organization. So what we did, again, in partnership with the chief technology officer, is revamp and redesign that website using what? Human-centered design, incorporating top transactions, putting in a personalized login and a profile where veterans can update their names, address, right? And those capabilities have built over time. And so what you see today is a much more intuitive, user-friendly web design and web page. And when you sort of think about the impact of that, we measure customer satisfaction, of course, before and after. And customer satisfaction with the website after launch in 2018 has gone up by over 20%. So again, really great sort of high-tech use case, I think, to demonstrate the value and the impact of design thinking and design implementations.
And just to continue along with the digital experience piece of things, the executive order specifically calls out one line of effort of GSA working with VA to implement login.gov at the agency. The thought there being just secure shared services being a driver of improving customer experience. Just tell me, how are things going on that effort?
Yeah, everything is going great on this effort. I think to your point earlier with your question, I mean, many of us in government and VA, not just VA, but GSA and other agencies are very like-minded with the vision that was, it caps encapsulated in the executive order. So I think what it does is it gives us just that extra sort of authority and sort of ability to argue successfully for resources, let's say, and for roadmaps that are maybe more aggressive because you have this authority sitting on top, driving us, collective us. Us all in that direction. So the partnerships that we've built over many, many years with GSA and other brothers and sisters across government are strong. We're like-minded. And again, we have this incredible vision as contained in the executive order that's helping us get to that ultimate outcome, which is to make sure that government is really focusing on the human at the center rather than the bureaucracy first and foremost. And I think that that vision with Login and again, all these other sort of initiatives captured in the executive order really kind of give us that authority to kind of drive that forward.
And what we've seen more recently under the president's management agenda is the VA, along with some other agencies, overseeing interagency life experiences, things that the public might encounter that isn't under the domain of any one agency. With that in mind, I think one of the key pieces here is the transition out of active military duty and returning to civilian life. Just tell me, recognizing that this is a challenge to get all these agencies in a line here, how is the VA leading the charge on that?
So we are really, really fortunate that we've kind of done some research in this space, human-centered design research space in this space in the past. And one of the things that we knew that we wanted to sort of tackle going forward, particularly under our new Chief Veterans Experience Officer, John Bursler, and team, was this space of transition, because it's a continual pain point. We know there's sort of an information cliff, if you will, that service members, hey, they're getting out, they're maybe not in a place where they can absorb all this information about VA and, you know, kind of navigate what benefits might be available to them. So this was really a great opportunity for us, first and foremost, to partner internally within VA to work with our friends at the Veterans Benefits Administration, Veterans Health Administration, and others to make sure that we are internally kind of aligned and all of our ducks are in a row and that we're cross-pollinating and coordinating. No better way to do that than doing a human-centered design sprint, right? So bringing everyone together, making sure that we can actually focus on what transitioning service members are telling us and capturing those insights. The other kind of piece of it, of course, though, as you mentioned, is this wonderful opportunity we have because of the PMA to elevate this concept of it's not just a VA journey, it's not just a DOD journey, it's a multifactorial, multi-agency journey, but really putting the human at the center. They don't care which agency is which, right? They just know that they're going to need to find a job and maybe go to school and maybe find a house, right? So the power to me of this cross-agency life journey work is that we really want to make invisible to the transitioning service member where they need to navigate different services and benefits. And so it's intuitive for them. So I think what we'll do, obviously, is, you know, through the human-centered design research, we'll understand more deeply what are those moments that matter most to them during this period of time, and then really direct resources in terms of what are the tangible artifacts, tools, trainings, you know, other types of practices that we can help actually design, co-design, test, and ultimately implement at scale that will help with that transition based on the voice of the veteran, the recent veteran, not based on what we inside of these different agencies think are important to them. And I think one of the favorite parts of my job is this kind of cross-agency coordination and cross-pollination, because what's happening in Department of Education or Department of Labor or DOD is, you know, I don't have a vantage point to that. So having our subject matter experts from those organizations really be part and parcel of this co-design effort to me is really, really important as well.
Barbara Morton is Deputy Chief Veterans Experience Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department, speaking there with Federal News Network's Jory Heckman. Hear more of this interview after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
Put your citizens at the center of government services with Genesys, the global provider of modern customer and employee experience solutions. With Genesys technology, government agencies at all levels deliver citizen-centric support that ensures constituents are remembered, heard, and understood every time they connect with you. Deliver on the promise of a digital government with Genesys. To learn more, including FedRAMP solutions, visit genesys.com/government. That's GENESYS.com/government.
We continue our interview with Barbara Morton, Deputy Chief Veterans Experience Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department. She spoke to Federal News Network's Jory Heckman.
To look at this another way, how do you see employee satisfaction, VA employee satisfaction, as a variable in improving the outward-facing customer experience?
Oh my gosh, it's such a great question. I think intuitively we all kind of suspect there's a giant connection there, and I think that's also borne out by research in and outside of government as well. So one of the things that we did early on in this office, again, stood up in 2015, I joined in 2016, was focused first and foremost on the proof of concept of how one might institute a customer experience capability in government. Now we're focused, now that we've sort of been able to prove that concept initially through, healthcare and other efforts that we've undergone jointly within VA, we've kind of pulled the thread on what you just mentioned, which is the employee experience. And so we've developed a part of our organization that is exclusively focused on employee experience, and we applied the same framework of human-centered design and sort of journey mapping. And we're now in the process of prototyping and testing some solutions to certain pain points and moments that matter to VA employees. And what we did is we started with that sort of macro look in the same way that we did with veterans, right? We did the veterans journey map. We now did the employees journey map. And it's interesting because what you can do is sort of glean those moments that matter at that macro scale. So from a veteran's journey map perspective, we know transition matters most. So that was a natural place for us to kind of dive into. For an employee side of the house, we know that onboarding is a very important moment that matters. So that's kind of where we have targeted this initial effort of prototyping some solutions. The opportunity, though, as you probably are aware with human-centered design, though, is that you can kind of drill in even deeper to these different areas. And so when we do this sort of first overview research, particularly in the transition space for veterans, things are going to fall out of that research where we'll maybe want to go even a little bit deeper. So it's a very vibrant and kind of creative way to deeply understand what we want to fix and what we want to focus on based on what matters most to either the veteran or the employee. And there's such a wonderful synergy between what we've been able to build in VA, again, for the veteran-facing sort of aspect, and apply that same framework to the employee-facing aspect. And I think you get nirvana when you actually know how to have those operating in parallel and complementary of each other. And I think it's a years-long journey, but we're on our way, which is really exciting.
You had mentioned earlier in the conversation how this trust score that the VA measures is one of the leading kind of benchmarks in knowing that progress is being made in this front. Are there other metrics or other benchmarks the VA uses or measures or relies on to know that things are headed in the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. Sort of at that macro level, as you mentioned, we have that macro trust score, which is really the sentiment of kind of how veterans are feeling generally about us when they interact with us. But to your point, we also have a capability for surveys in particular that can sort of drill down by business line. So for one example, I'll give you a quick low-tech use case again in human-centered design and sort of the operationalizing human-centered design and kind of acting on those insights. So a number of years ago, when we started our journey in CX, proving the concept back in 2017, we had some incredibly willing, like-minded thinkers and coalition of the willing in our Veterans Health Administration who really wanted to build with us, co-design with us, a patient experience program. And so what we did, of course, we started with this framework of talking to veterans and understanding what their journey is, their moment that matters most in the healthcare space. And we did a journey map. And one of the areas that fell out of that research that was most important to veterans was ease of navigation of a VA medical center. Now, that to me is kind of fascinating because I think if you're a VA medical center director, ease of navigation of your facility probably would not naturally fall on your operational dashboard, right? Your operations dashboard would showcase number of surgeries conducted, number of appointments scheduled, new enrollees, for example. The power of experience in human-centered design is that it allows us to see different elements of the interaction that matter really specifically to the veteran. So we took that sort of that moment that mattered navigation and working with VHA, some medical centers had sort of started to address that pain point through a greeter program. So what we did is we basically tried to operationalize that program at scale, and we help them brand and stand up what we now call the Red Coat Ambassador Program. So when a veteran walks into a VA medical center, they now see a greeter in a red coat that can help them navigate the facility. So when talked about benchmarks, getting back to that question, when we measured the improvement over time after we rolled out, helped VHA roll out that program at scale, ease of navigation of a medical center increase by 4 percentage points over that time. So again, we always want to sort of measure the impact on the back end. That's sort of a low-tech example. We talked a little bit about VA.gov as a high-tech example, but the survey capabilities that we have enables us to do that, to see how are we moving the needle when we direct these resources and human-centered design implementations at those moments that matter most to veterans and their families.
And to change gears here once again, what's interesting about this administration focus on customer experience is I think it dovetails pretty well with some other administration-wide priorities, such as its diversity, equity, and inclusion principles. In terms of customer experience, what steps is the VA taking to reach underserved communities within the VA population?
Yeah, I love that connection. And you're so spot on. So one of the things back over a year ago, on day one, when one of the executive orders, the equity EO, talking about inclusion, diversity, access, equity, immediately our team, we thought to ourselves, gosh, there's no better way to be able to understand how to improve access and inclusion for underserved veteran populations than through human-centered design. The reason is because you understand what those populations might not be getting that they need, or that's more important to them than other populations. And so at the out of the gates, we were sort of raising our hand to say, hey, we're here to kind of help on that journey of understanding, and then not just understanding, but sort of implementation of solutions. So we have a couple of different efforts underway that are in process. One of them is with the Pacific Islander community, veteran community, doing a human-centered design, first ever human-centered design research sprint on with that population to really understand, again, how they engage with VA, how might they engage with VA, and really kind of thinking about how we might prototype and test solutions with that group. We've also completed a tribal veterans research sprint as well. Again, same framework, and really trying to figure out how we might prototype and offer solutions for that population. We've also really focused a lot of our capabilities, our efforts in terms of really connecting with veterans in these sort of outreach events. They're called Veterans Experience Action Centers. And the great thing about that is that we can actually roll out those events or virtual events, which really essentially connect veterans with all across resources from all across VA. So you've got benefits represented, healthcare, memorial services, Board of Veterans Appeals. It's sort of a one-stop shop for veterans who have questions, issues across VA. So it's not just benefits, it's not just healthcare, it's sort of a all in one. And one of the things that we really wanted to focus on is there a way for us to utilize those events to really target underserved populations like women veterans? So multiple different ways for us to be able to kind of touch those populations. And certainly for our survey capability, we've actually also added some enhanced demographic questions, which will help us better understand, again, what are the differences in trust, for example, this the perception of ease, effectiveness, emotional resonance across the veteran population. And that's something that we report out as an agency priority goal as well, that really marries what you said, which is the CXEO and also the equity EO as well. So we're really proud to be able to see those numbers, report them out, and then take action to see how we might move the needle on those.
That's Barbara Morton, VA's Deputy Chief Veterans Experience Officer, speaking with Federal News Network's Jory Heckman. You can find this interview on our website. Go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. Until next time, I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights, sponsored by Genesis on Federal News Network.
Put your citizens at the center of government services with Genesis, the global provider of modern customer and employee experience solutions. With Genesis technology, government agencies at all levels deliver citizen-centric support that ensures constituents are remembered, heard, and understood every time they connect with you. Deliver on the promise of a digital government with Genesis. To learn more, including FedRAMP solutions, visit genesis.com/government. That's GENESYS.com/government.